In the face of widespread criticism of his immigration policies, President Trump met with members of Congress this afternoon and said he would soon end the practice of separating immigrant children from their parents arrested crossing the border illegally.
I'll be signing something in a little while that's going to do that. And the people in this room want to do that. And they're working on various pieces of legislation to get it done.
Let's bring in our political strategist. And joining us today, Republican strategist John Brabender. Hi, John.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well. And Democratic strategist Corinne Jean-Pierre as well. Hi, Corinne.
Hey there. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And John, did the president cave?
Well, I think it's more complicated than that. I think the president truly did want comprehensive immigration reform. And I think we all have to understand there's an emotional side to this issue and there's a factual side. And the emotional side is we're all torn apart when we see a child taken away from their parents. And we're kind, compassionate people. And that feels wrong to us. And we know we don't want that to happen here in America. We also know we have this huge immigration problem of people being encouraged to come here illegally. So I think what the president was hopeful was that there was going to be a congressional resolution that would solve this. I think when Senator Schumer came out and said absolutely not, that he would not let the Democrats in the Senate involve in a sort of a congressional debate, I think there was some transparency that the Democrats wanted to use this as an issue in the fall. And I think the president said, we're going to get this done. We're going to get this done now. If we can't do it with Congress, I'll do it alone.
Corinne, are the Democrats doing a happy dance right now?
I wouldn't call it a happy dance. I think this what we saw was cruel and inhumane. This Trump's policy of separating kids from their families was something that was, you know, not American in 2018. But here's the thing, you know, we have seen this time and time again with this president. He creates a crisis on his own through executive action like health care and DACA. And now this policy, which was horrendous, and, you know, and he demands Congress to fix it. And he was really the only one to fix this crisis. He created it. And so it's not, I wouldn't call it a happy dance. It should not be a partisan issue.
Well, John, do you agree with Corinne?
What we saw was pretty awful.
Do you agree, John, that it's cruel and inhumane what's been going on with these families being separated from their kids?
Well, I don't think there's anybody that doesn't agree that it's problematic. But the problem can get even bigger if there's no ramifications for simply coming and breaking our laws and coming in here illegally. We're just going to encourage even bigger problems. And so it's a typical problem that Congress oftentimes run away from because it does take bipartisanship to get this stuff done. And I think that we find in Washington that doesn't happen very often. So I think it would be a mistake to think that it's only the Democrats or only the Republicans that would look at this and understand the emotional part of this and not see the problem. I think we all do. And I think that's probably why the president acted.
One GOP strategist, Steve Smith, who worked with George W. Bush and John McCain, wrote on Twitter last night that he's leaving the Republican Party over these family separations, writing that the GOP is fully the party of Trump. So did you want to leave your party over this, John?
No, look, Steve has been sort of the leading Republican strategist who has been attacking this administration from day one. I've worked with Steve since 1996, I think, was the first race. And Steve has very strong feelings. And God bless him for living up to what he believes and doing something about it. But frankly, you know, I think that this fall, particularly, the Republicans are going to have an awful lot to run on. By way of example, the economy, the lowest unemployment almost in history, the lowest unemployment with Hispanics and African Americans, where it's a full participation economy. We're seeing that we're making great strides with North Korea. We're also making great strides defeating ISIS, who's almost devastated completely in Syria and Iraq. And so, frankly, I think there's a lot of good things that are happening by this party and by this president. But, you know, Steve can do whatever he wants.
Do you think, though, that some of that stuff that you just mentioned, John, is a reason why we saw the president stick with this family separation policy as long as he did, that he was feeling very confident last week after the meeting with North Korea, et cetera?
Yeah, look, what I've learned with President Trump is that he has very strong beliefs and also a very strong belief in the solutions. And I think that he felt that we were putting out too much of a welcome mat to people just come here and not understand that we do have laws, we do have borders. I think that, as we know, this president is very committed to getting the border wall built. And I think he felt that, you know, we're going to have to get serious about immigration before all that happens.
Right.
I do think when he saw the visuals, I think, you know, he felt compassionate about it. It's my understanding people around him wanted him to do something, and he did.
Corinne, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, what he did with this policy of separating kids from their families was a bridge too far. It was just rock bottom. And we've seen a lot of questionable policies from this from this presidency in the past 18 months. And he just went too far. But I do want to add here that when the DACA situation happened, when he alone again created that chaos and decided that he was going to rescind DACA, he asked Congress to bring forth a bill of love, those were his words, a bipartisan bill. And when that happened, when he received that bill, he blew it up, and he blew it up about three times. And at the end, when Coons and McCain came together, they provided a bill that I didn't agree on because it had $25 billion in it for his border wall, which is what he really wanted. Mm-hmm. He rejected it. So I'm not convinced that he wants to fix this problem. I think Trump is just thinking about himself. He's thinking beyond 2018 and 2020 because that has happened. He asked for it and he was presented with it and he blew it up.
And here's what congressional leaders are saying this morning. House Republican leader Paul Ryan promised a vote on a fix tomorrow.
As I said last week, we do not want children taken away from their parents. We can't enforce our immigration laws without breaking families apart. The administration says it wants Congress to act, and we are.
And here's Georgia Democrat and civil rights icon John Lewis on the House floor earlier on today.
We stand here doing nothing as innocent little babies sit in modern-day camps. That's not right, it's not fair, and it's not just. And Madam Speaker, history will not be kind to us if we continue to pass this unbelievable injustice on to our children.
Just before we move on to another theme, Corinne, is anything going to get done on immigration in Congress?
Well, like I said, I don't know where Trump is. He goes back and forth. He wants a bill of love. They give him to him, both Republicans and Democrats, not partisan, not one way. Both of them come together and they give it to him, and he doesn't want it.
And John?
Yeah, I would have to disagree with that. To be honest with you, I think we've seen that Schumer and Pelosi really, I don't believe, want to get anything done. They think this is their big issue to run on in the fall. We've seen that with some of their statements. We saw that when they had a great meeting with the president and then did their own little impromptu press conference that did everything but kill immigration reform relative to DACA and other parts of this. And we saw latest with Schumer saying he would not participate in any type of legislation right now in dealing with this issue. So I think that I would say that the Democrats are very suspect on trying to use this and using these children, quite frankly, as a political football rather than somebody who's dedicated to getting this done.
But, John, Donald Trump started this. This is his policy.
But he
used this as a leverage. He used the children as leverage. We didn't start this.
Democrats didn't start the immigration problem.
No, he didn't. I agree with you. That started decades ago.
How many people did President Obama send out of the country?
This is not whataboutism. This is about today and what's happening and what we've been seeing and the horrific picture that we've been seeing for actually 3 weeks since the end of May.
Right. We've also seen in the last 3 months.
And this is his crisis. This is his doing. I understand that we have to fix immigration as a whole. I get that. But there's something happening right now, which is the separation of babies, of kids, of four-year-olds, toddlers, two-year-olds, three-year-olds being separated from their family. And this could be stopped.
But we also saw in the last 3 months, according to Homeland Security, we've seen a 300-some% increase of people coming across and having kids that aren't even theirs and saying that they are. So there's multiple problems here. And if we don't get to the bottom of that, it's going to mean thousands and thousands more coming across with that same type of problem. And so what we've got to figure out is a compassionate solution that we all agree on, but we need a comprehensive solution that does make it so that there's laws to come in this, a pathway when you come in here, and also border security.
Okay, forgive the term here, but what What about, in the last minute that we have here, what about health care? President Trump rolled out what are called association health plans as an option for small businesses and self-employed people across state lines to pool together, which could lead to lower premiums, but also may cover fewer benefits than current plans. Corrine, is this another, knife in the back of Obamacare?
It truly is. It's another let's destroy Obama's legacy. But it's not really about Obama. It's about millions of people who have health care. 32 million people have health care because of ACA. And what this is, the skinny plans, they should be really renamed to don't get sick plans. Because under these plans, if you get sick, you're pretty much out of luck. The truth is that Trump and the Republicans sabotage health care in this country and is going to lead to higher premiums for many people.
And we're going to have to leave it right there today. Corrine Jean-Pierre, Democratic strategist, and John Brabender, Republican strategist. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.